Hi everyone, welcome to the Team Determined podcast. I'm your host, Walter Bridgewater, and I'm so excited to be doing this episode today. This podcast is to show you listeners different views on how teenagers from 13 to 18 are already decided on their career path. They'll answer questions to show you how they think and process on deciding their future. But before we get into this episode of Team Determined, please follow and subscribe to my podcast. Also, if you would like to support it, you can contribute a small tip or whatever each month by clicking the link down below. Also, if you would like to be featured in my podcast, click the link down below so that you can apply to. I also have this new feature where you guys can send me voice messages, and it's really cool. So if you want to send a voice message and would love to ask a question or something in my podcast, that would be great. Just click the link in the episode notes down below. So, hello guys. So this episode is a little bit different because, as you know, I'm not with a guest today. And I wanted to do some podcasts where I do have guests and some podcasts where I don't have guests because I want to kind of mix it up and also try to give you guys tips on career options. And not just that, maybe we'll talk about different careers in different episodes. So yeah, today I'll be telling you guys and giving you tips on deciding your career path, how to go about it, and yeah, hopefully you can be on my podcast.
This week has actually been really interesting. And
tell us how you decided.
First off, by the way, I hope you guys have had a great week by
the
time
this podcast
this
week first,
because this week has been really interesting.
This week,
I'm still recording a lot of my podcast episodes,
but I hope it's good.
I'm currently filming this episode on November 5th. I think today is November 5th, and that's when I'm filming this episode. And this is also the week of the presidential election. And I guess we're gonna start by Monday. I really don't remember what happened. Oh, Monday was the best day, I think, of this week. Monday, I was on my game. I got up around 5:30. Like, I started doing it. I started going to bed early again because I want more time in the day. So I started going to bed at like 9:30 to 10 o'clock. And I started waking up at 5:30 every morning, so that was good. I've been trying to also eat healthy. And yeah, Monday was actually just a really chill and good day. I had my candles lit and everything. That's how you know it was a chill day, if you had a freaking candle lit. But yeah, Monday was the day out of all days, because you know Mondays are literally 9 times out of 10, Mondays are the worst days for most people. For school, you have to go to school. You just had a whole 2-day weekend, and now you got to go to school on Monday. I'm pretty sure some people are also off on Monday, and sometimes Mondays are just a day that doesn't work for a lot of people. Surprisingly, Monday was great for me, and I guess I want to say Tuesday was also great. And that's when the election was going on, so I was like, oh my gosh, we're gonna know the election like Wednesday morning, because obviously when it started, it was gonna go, and they wasn't gonna tell us until Wednesday early in the morning. So Tuesday was also a chill day. It wasn't better than Monday, but it was like similar to Monday, and so I really had fun on Tuesday. I guess I did my homework, I did every work, I did everything, and yeah, so I think Wednesday is when it actually start to take a toll. And guys, Wednesday, I think that changed my whole week. And because tonight is actually Thursday, and Thursday it was kind of bad too. But today, yesterday was Wednesday, and it was officially the second day that the election was going on. I was like, okay. Obviously, we knew that today it was gonna be the day that the election was gonna, they were gonna tell us. So, guys, I woke up at 5:30 just to see. I went on Google and searched who won the election. And then, I forgot what the results were, but it was nowhere near. I do know Biden was at like 200 and something, I think. And Trump was, I don't know, but I know we weren't even almost halfway, I mean, we weren't almost there to the 270 votes, so I was like, okay, the election, okay. So yeah, it was okay day. Some of my teachers weren't actually teaching yesterday, but I'm actually doing good in classes, so I guess that's good, right? Yeah, we're gonna hope that's good. Fast forward to today, which is Thursday. Today was not a good day, guys. It was okay in the beginning of the day. I can say that it was very okay in the beginning, and then around like 11 or 12 o'clock, it started to get a little bad. One of my teachers was having problem getting onto like the WebEx platform today, so I kind of went to sleep, but I knew everything for the lesson. Like, I guess, guys, if you want to skip or do your classes, I guess, guys, if it like keeps pausing, I had to do something for my mother again. I'm at home doing this podcast, so yeah, they're probably gonna be talking, but I think I was still talking about the election, and yeah, I was talking about today, and I kind of did go to sleep through one of my classes, and that's because what if I went to sleep, it's because I knew what we like were doing. Guys, don't go to sleep. I mean, don't go to sleep at all. I'm so sorry for even doing that, but I at least knew the lesson. I at least worked on the lesson after. So I think that was for like my chemistry class, and then I went to my AP US history class, and my teacher wasn't in there again. I know she wasn't gonna be there on Wednesday because she told us, but I didn't think she was gonna be out on today either. So that was kind of like a bummer because it said we had a chapter test and we didn't even work on nothing. I think we're on chapter 7 of the American Revolution. I think we're still in period 3, which is 1754 to the 1800s. So, yeah, that's kind of how my week has gone so far. Tomorrow is Friday, and I hope tomorrow is a great, wonderful day. because yeah, I think we should end the week off strong, you know? Tomorrow I have a football game. It's our first round of the playoffs, so hopefully we do win. I say hopefully because I don't know, I love football games so much. I've been doing them since I've been in 7th grade, but I haven't been doing marching band for that many years. I've been doing marching band since last year of my 9th grade year, and I'm in 10th grade now. So it's actually fun to be doing the marching band, while also looking at the football games, because I love football, and it's, you know, it's good that we can, you know, march in the band during halftime, play and hype the football players up while actually getting free tickets to the game. So that's actually fun, and I'm so excited, and I can't wait until tomorrow to actually do that. And I don't know what else I should talk about before we start the episode. Oh, so guys, I hope I'm having a guest come on probably for season 2, and I've been reaching out to people also to do it, but she's actually one of my friends. She's one of my acting friends. I don't want to say acting though, because I feel like this is like, oh, she's only for acting. No, but like, she's genuine one of my friends, and I thank her. She's so helpful. I'm not gonna say her name because I don't want you guys to get surprised yet. But she will probably be on season 2 of this podcast. I can't wait to introduce her, but she's so helpful. But I was talking about her because I actually have been working on a pilot script that I think will be a great idea for pitching to a network like Netflix or Hulu. And guys, this is kind of like the career that I'm going out for. I'm going out for acting and screenwriting, and I think I may have a shot at this. All I have to do is know my story. I need to work on screenwriting a little more. And speaking of that, Hopefully for Christmas I am able to get the software called Final Draft. Final Draft is like a screenwriting software that almost every writer who does like Netflix production, Hulu, Disney, Pixar, everything that you guys basically see on TV, 9 times out of 10 it's from Final Draft. And I don't know, it's just something about Final Draft that also allows me to, write freely and think of any creative ideas. So I'm looking forward to getting Final Draft for Christmas. Guys, Christmas is almost around the corner. I can't believe that we're almost done with 2020. That's just surreal. It's like we were just in March. Because like March is the it that's when like everything starts to started to change, and I didn't know we were gonna be going through this. I thought this year was gonna be the best year ever. I just signed with a talent manager in December of 2019. It was so much fun. I can't believe she's my manager till this day, and I'm so excited to even be working with her. I've been going out for some really cool auditions, so I thank her for that. But yeah, and that comes back to say that do whatever you put your mind to, guys. Also, just do everything. Do what you put your mind to. I put my mind towards acting, screenwriting, at least for right now. I don't know. I want to kind of do executive producing, but not right now in the stages. I want to first do acting for maybe 10 years or something, and once I've got enough acting credits and able to sustain myself and maybe be able to like purchase a good standing home that'll last me some years, I want to just do acting and screenwriting. And then if like I guess I don't know if I'm gonna retire 10 years from now if I do become like if I book a role or something, a good big role or something. But I guess my retiring thing from acting would be going to executive producing. So I technically wouldn't be retiring from the entertainment industry, but I would be retiring from like acting in general, and but I will still be like in the entertainment industry far as like executive producing or directing or something. So yeah, I wanted to tell you guys that I'm writing a pilot script. I think it's a great idea. I think it could be on a good Netflix or HBO Max show. So hopefully, cross fingers, I'm probably gonna be working on the pilot and my characters in the storyline for about six, I don't know. I don't know. So I don't know. I'll probably pitch it when I'm like 17, maybe 18 or something. I know that's like almost 3 years from now, but I think like waiting and also absorbing my idea and making sure I know what I'm talking about so I don't be either like nervous or lost of words when I'm doing the pitch to these companies, because I do truly think it's a good idea. But like maybe like if I don't be prepared, maybe that's like costing my idea. And I think it's a really good idea, and I can't wait to tell you guys in like the near future if I'm still doing this podcast. But I also wanted to come to our theme question of the day. Now, let's see. Okay, I have a question right now. Do you guys prefer watching YouTube or watching Netflix? Because I know YouTube has been like a thing that's been going like I don't know. People sometimes have been treating YouTube as like a their entertainment for the day. I don't know. I had this phase, the 2020 where like this summer I binged watch YouTube videos. I looked at a lot of productivity videos. I also had summer work, so productivity videos were something that I was interested in because that's what I needed to be. I had to read a 700-page book and everything, and like I don't know, I think productivity was just a big thing for me this summer. And so I was just binge watching a lot of YouTube videos on productivity and exercising I was also trying to lose weight. And yeah, and then now I think I want to start saying in August or September. I want to say August because I think that's when I started watching Pretty Little Liars on HBO Max in August. It might have been like the end of July, but I want to say I started binge watching Pretty Little Liars on HBO Max, and they have 7 seasons. I'm on season 6 right now. I had to pause because school started, but that's when I officially transmitted to Netflix and watching TV shows. I've been binge watching TV shows a lot. And I'm an actor anyways. Like, actors always, I feel like, should watch movies and TV shows, not just for entertainment reasons, but to study people's acting, like the actors that's been acting for a long time on those big hit shows. You can definitely study their acting, and so I think I would say I'm a Netflix or in general a TV binge person, because I don't know, it's just something, you know, I'm in the acting industry, and I think I don't go just for the entertainment, I go to studying people's acting too, like, this is gonna sound like Walter, it's been over a century, oh my gosh, Walter, it's not been over a century, but wait, no, it's a decade, I didn't have it in my brain, I think it's been over a decade. If The Vampire Diaries came out in 2009, and it's 2020, so yeah, it's been over a decade to where this show came out, and I just finished it, but don't come at me right now. I started binge watching The Vampire Diaries, and I want to say 2017 or 2018. I binge watched up until season 6, and this is spoilers. I'm sorry if any spoilers are here, but in season 6, Nina Dobrev left the show. I don't know if that's really a spoiler. I won't tell you what happened on the show, but basically she didn't die off the show or anything, but she said she wanted to take a break from, you know, she wanted to take a break from the Vampire Diaries, or like, you know, she kind of just didn't want to do it for real anymore, so she left in season 6, and yeah, that's kind of scary, because I don't know if, like, I want to work on a TV show, but I don't know if I want to work on it for that long, because she, you know, she didn't want to be attached to the Vampire Diaries for the longest. She wanted to explore more acting roles, and that's when she went to, I think the show was called Fam, and it was a sitcom show, so I'm proud of her for that. But I think, guys, I'm sorry, we're like 16, 17 something minutes in, but I guess we can go ahead and get into today's topic, which is on deciding your career. And after rambling around for a couple of minutes, I told you guys I'm in the acting and entertainment industry. Yeah, I'm in the acting and entertainment industry, and if you guys don't know, I changed my career when I was probably around 13. I was so excited about acting in like third grade or wherever, but I officially chose it when I was like 13 or 12 maybe, and that's right around the first time I got my first ever agent, and I was so excited. I was auditioning for like Netflix. I want to say my first audition was Mindhunter. If you guys know that show on Netflix, my first audition, I think, was Mindhunter, and I was so excited. I was like, what is Mindhunter? I went to the show and saw the first episode. I was like, is this PG-14? If you guys will know what I'm talking about if you saw the first episode. But anyways, I guess I can start by the first, like, section or whatever, and that's, like, how on deciding your career. First, I don't know really how to go about this, but how wise? I think I could say that maybe try a lot of different stuff that you're interested in. Maybe you're interested in basketball, at the same time of singing, or if you're also interested in painting or doing engineering, like all of those fields that I just named, and you're like interested in like other different fields, I think you should try all of them because you never know which one is the career for you. And I think if you're like interested in all of those, one of those careers, I feel like is your career for the rest of your life. So like for me, I tried singing. I think I've had singing, acting, being a YouTuber actually. And I think that was it. I mean, for me, it was all creativity for me. So, like singing, acting, and YouTube is basically in the entertainment industry. So, and I chose acting because that's what I fell in love with. One, I don't think I could sing, so I didn't do that because of that. Two, being a YouTuber, I mean, I don't really have a passion for it anymore. I would occasionally post, but it's not something I would probably do as a career. It would be probably something just to post something every now and then, just to give you something, I guess, an update on my life. So, if you want to subscribe to my YouTube channel, it's youtube.com/WalterBridgewater. But that's not what we're talking about, so I chose those three. And acting became the one I want to do. So I think I feel like you should just try the careers that you're interested in. Like, I guess do the top five and try all of them. Maybe you're ice skater, you like ice skating, or maybe you want to own your own business, or just try to pick like five careers that you think you're interested in and go after that one. And after a couple of months or even years, you'll start to see which one you like the most. And I think that's like a valid thing you should try out because I mean it's worked for me. like I said, Caitlin, if you saw my first episode of Teen Determined, she wanted to be a book writer at first. She wanted to be a book writer, and that obviously didn't work out for her. And fast forward to now, she wants to be an engineer, a civil engineer, or a screenwriter. So, I mean, that same thing basically kind of followed back up to her. It's just now it's TV, instead of like writing a book. So technically it did kind of follow up with her, but basically she was still good for any of those paths. So I think choose a path, choose like five paths and go with it. I think it'll definitely help you choose your career. Because the thing about it, you're interested in all of them, but then you have to find out which one you would rather do for the rest of your life. And I think, at least I think that's your career because, once you choose a specific career, like for example, all the careers I named, before, let's say you chose basketball. You chose basketball because you love it. Not saying you don't love those careers, but the career you choose, you have to love the most. And that's what acting, like, I loved singing. I still kind of love it, even though I can't really sing. But I also love doing YouTube. And now I kind of don't love doing YouTube. And the one out of all of them that I love the most is acting. So choose the one that you love the most. Choose the one you don't call a job. I don't call acting a job. To be honest, I don't really know what to call it because I love it so much. It's not a job to me. It's not working hard for me. It's something I genuinely want to do for the rest of my, life, or at least until I retire. So, yeah, you gotta choose. you want to do long term. I'm so sorry, guys. So yeah, so I think you should go about by you have to love the career that you want to do. If I got off topic, it's because Caitlin called me. But yeah, I think the career you go after, I chose you guys to choose 5 careers. Do all of them. Do all of them. And then you'll eventually find out the one that you love. And the one that you love, I feel like that's going to be your career in the long run. And I guess that can come to play when we talk about when you should choose it. Now for me, I chose mine when I was 13, 12 maybe. Most people who are like determined and want to do that thing for the rest of their life usually choose around 13 in that age. But to the people who are, you know, either about to go to college or still having trouble to decide, I feel like you should try to decide now, if like now, because one, you can start making moves today. I started when I was 13. I'm still making moves today. I'm still, and the thing is, like, you don't really have to rely on the 4 years, kind of, like, you know how you go to college and it's like 4 years or something. Basically, if you start early, one, those 4 years kind of wouldn't be really nothing to you because you've studied on this career choice. You've maybe, I don't know, I think you like studied and you've had interest in this career choice for a long time, that like doing those 4 years of college is only going to help you be more professional with it and like know that that's your career a long time. So I feel like you should start like now. I don't know how old you guys are right now, but like take the method I just told you. Choose 5 careers. Choose 5 careers. Do all of those hobbies, careers that you think are best suited to you, and then you'll eventually find the one that you love. Because I feel like you should start now. Like you can go ahead and start figuring out your career now, so it won't be harder when you get to like college or anything. And for me, guys, if you want a tips on like doing your career, like say if your career is something like acting or singing or dancing, like that kind of field, and it's not really a guaranteed career, I say have a backup. Having a backup is going to save your life, because I'm not saying that acting wouldn't work for me. I hope it does work for me because I love acting so much. But having a backup will save your life if your career like that isn't guaranteed is going to, if it doesn't work out, you're going to have a fallback career. And I like working in social media. I don't know, like it's like entertainment for me. Anything I can work in entertainment, I would be probably fine. And my backup would be a social media manager. And it depends on if I book a great role, a pilot or something, and it goes big or whatever, and I am able to sustain myself and everything. I don't know if I will go to college. It depends on how many roles I book. I wouldn't say if I book one series regular role and, you know, because you don't know if it's going to go for one season, 2 seasons, or, like, you know, just 1 season. So I'm not going to just rely on one role. But if I'm able to sustain myself, I don't know if I should even start going to college for, like, to be a social media manager. So, but in just the case, if just have a backup career, because I feel like, again, like you can choose a backup career from those 5 choices that you made, and you stuck out to that one. Like being an NBA player isn't guaranteed. Singer, actor, Broadway star, you know, all of those careers aren't guaranteed. So I say have a backup one just in case it doesn't. And to all of you out there who are going for those not guaranteed careers, I hope you do achieve them. And I hope you do do good in those careers. But that's kind of like my when you should start doing it. I feel like you should start now, start tomorrow, start today, because you never know. And plus, if you do start today, you might get some opportunities to work with people while you're young. I've gotten so many opportunities to work with people. Like I told you, I booked a role in October, and I filmed it. No, I think I booked it in September, and I filmed it in October. And I met so many great actors and actresses that are, you know, my friends still today. And I told you I made friends with someone that will be coming on my podcast later. And I don't know, you know, you might be connecting, and that's a thing that will also help you in your life. If you heard my episode with Gavin, he mentioned that having connections is also great too. You don't never know when something isn't gonna work out, and if you have those connections, you have resources from people that can help you, and in the long run, you can help them. So having connections and keeping up with people, staying up to date with people. I try to at least reach out to my friends and everybody who I've been on set with, or even actor friends, actresses, YouTubers, anybody that I have connected with this whole year. I try to reach out to them at least twice a month or once a week. You never know. But just stay in touch because, you know, you don't want to lose those connections. Those connections could be worth something in the long run. So that's my win on you should start trying to find out your career. I guess we can start going to why. And I mean, I can't, I basically kind of answered that already. Why? This is gonna help you in the long run. You can start now. You would start watching videos. You'll start learning more about your career so you can achieve that even in a couple of years, or even in like while you're in college. You know some of that stuff, so it wouldn't be hard on you and everything. And basically, that's when you'll get to love. You'll start having opportunities to do stuff like me. I have connections with a lot of people. I stay in touch with my acting coaches, even if I'm not in their acting classes. If I don't have enough money to, you know, do the acting classes that month, I still stay in touch because, one, I want to thank my acting coaches because they helped me a lot with my acting and my acting auditions. But, you know, that's just another connection and another friend that you just have in that industry. And I say for engineering or being teachers or anything, any career field, to have connections. So yeah, that's kind of like my why too. I mean, I just know it's really beneficial. It will really help you in the long run. And I think those people who are determined, when they are young, 13, 12, 14. I'm not saying this for all people. Even with people who started to decide their career when they're like 20 or something, I'm not saying they're not going to be successful. But I think 9 times out of 10, and I can't really say the percentage, those people who start young and start early, I really think success would follow you, and you will get supporters. You will start getting people. I really thank the people who support me in my career, and I try to support a lot of people in their careers too. But I think that's why you should start young. It's beneficial, and it really does help you in the long run. So I also wanted to give you guys like some guaranteed career choices, because if you don't want to go down the non-guaranteed, like NBA players, football players, professional soccer player, actor, actresses, singer, I don't know if YouTuber would be in there because YouTube is kind of blowing up right now with like with everybody becoming famous of YouTube. TikTok, I guess, but I just want to kind of give you guys some really career choices that is guaranteed. You can be a teacher, you can be a nurse. Definitely, I think nurses is a good guaranteed career that you could do. Becoming an engineer, and that's like if you heard my podcast last week with Gavin, being engineering is good. One, I think I don't want to say that's like a the highest paid like job or whatever, but he said, and I was surprised by this, he said that it's over 200 plus engineering jobs, which that is amazing. I've only heard about a couple. I think a couple of I heard was mechanical, civil, electrical, chemical engineer, and that's really about it. Software engineer, that's I think those are all. So engineering is a really good career if you love math or you love, you know, just anything of that sort. Also, you could go for social media. Like I like my backup plan is if acting didn't work for me. I think social media is really good field. It's kind of really thriving now, especially with TikTok blowing up and a lot of YouTube influencers, Instagram influencers blowing up right now. It's a really good field that you should go into, like social media managers. Well, social media managers are actually the managers that manage Instagram profiles, like for maybe businesses like Nike or Adidas or something. Like those are social media managers, and they get paid up to around 100K, I think. So that's good. That's an interesting career for me. I love posting on Instagram, and you know, I love posting in general. So I think social media manager would be good for me. So that's why I chose that as my backup career. You could, yeah, so I think social media would be good. Social media manager, a talent manager in social media. I don't really say, I don't know if that's really, like a guaranteed or not, but I know that, like, since everything is striving right now and it's like big right now, especially if you have some TikTok clients on your list, influencer talent manager, social media talent manager would be good to do. You know, getting those brand deals and collaborations with brands and your clients would be good. And I know that you can get a really good percentage of those earnings from that. And that's all I really know about the social media field, if you would say. But yeah, I think those would be great. Now, as far as remote work, I kind of already said like software engineering, but I know if you're trying to get a job now or start your career, try to like find remote jobs if you can. I know a lot of the jobs that are remote, you have to be at least 16 or 18, but try to find remote jobs that's with your career that will help you come back to your career. So like, yeah, that's really my why, how, when benefits and guaranteed career choices that I would do, guys. Yeah, I actually like this episode of Team Determined. It was something for me to, you know, get away and kind of talk by myself. I'm not saying I don't love my guests. I love my guests so much. Thank you guys so much for coming on to my show. But it's something to also give tips to you guys on when you're deciding your career path. And if you took any of those tips, let me know. I'll leave like my Team The Turn podcast email in the episode notes if you want to email me and tell me success story. I would love to feature that on my podcast one day. And yeah, so I want to say thank you guys so much for tuning into this week's episode of Teen Discover. Guys, it's 7:30 at night right now, so you know. Okay. In today's episode of Teen Determined, I really thank you guys for stopping by. If you like this podcast, please follow and subscribe to my podcast down below. Also, follow my social medias. I haven't really put this out there in my podcast. It's really just in my episode notes. But if you would like to follow my social medias, it will be linked down there. I'm Walter without an A on Instagram. I don't really get out my Snapchat because I wanted to keep my Snapchat just personally for me and my friends, you know, just to chat on there. So I don't really give out my Snapchat. Sorry, guys, but you can follow my YouTube channel, youtube.com/WalterBridgewater. And I guess if you want to follow my Twitter, it's the same thing as my Instagram. I don't really go on Twitter for real. Yeah, so if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can. If you also like this podcast, please leave a 4 to 5 star review. I don't want to go below a 3, but if you like this podcast, please leave a good review down below. Share this podcast with everyone you know and who this would be helpful to. I have this new feature on my podcast where you guys can send a voice message to me and I could feature in the podcast. Speaking of featuring you guys in the podcast, if you would like to be a guest on my podcast, click the Google Forms link in the episode notes below so that you can apply to be it. I have my girlfriend Caitlin is actually over of those submissions or whatever. So if you would like to, she's very nice when choosing people to be on the podcast. So apply if you don't even think that you think she don't choose you. She probably would choose you. And yeah, it's great because I need more people to be on my podcast. But we're not gonna talk about this episode. Yeah, so thank you guys so much for watching this week's episode. Stay tuned for more episodes. And yeah, tune in next time. Peace out.